I want to begin by thanking all the chavra who are sponsoring and dedicating . I also want to thank our dear friend Yaakov Hagler. It's so good to be with Yaakov. Hashem, it's so good to be together again. We started this many, many, many years ago in Yiddish Hashem. We're on our way to Yerushalayim. We should get there soon. It's a Shabbos. All you know that it's a minig to tell stories of tzaddikim. Especially, it's brought down to this forum to say a story from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Zechus Yigaleinu. So let's begin with a marshal that was told by the Baal Shem. I keep on thinking about this marshal the last few days. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said that the animals in the forest were terrified. Apparently, there was something that took place that was not the liking of the king of the lion. And all of the animals were in fear of the king's wrath, of the lion's anger. And they turned to the pikeach, the fox. It's clever. Always seems to have the right answer, an idea, an eitzah. And all the animals gathered around the fox, and the fox said, "Chevra, it's going to be okay. You know that I'm very, very smart. And I have 300 mishalim." Now, the number is significant, but not going to go into that now. "But I have 300 mishalim, parables, chachmas, brilliant insights, ideas." And the king loves chachmas, he loves mishalim. "So I believe that we'll be able to appease the king, the lion, with these mishalim." And they had no choice, and the animals said, "Okay." And they headed out to the king's lair, to the lion's lair. And along the way, "200 of the mishalim. But the 100 that I have is still very, very good. So the Rachmei Hashem, the Bishlam Shehar Rachmanis, I believe that we'll still be able to appease the king." So the animals were a little shaken up by that. But there was no choice. So they continued on. Until finally, they arrived at the palace, the king's lion's lair. And as they were standing by the entrance, the fox turned to the chevra, to begin with, they were all sitting. And the fox said to the rest of the animals, "I really beg your forgiveness. I don't remember one marshal, even one marshal, at all." And they all began to cry. But the fox said, "Look, at this point, we have no choice." And they could already see the king. The king could already see they were outside the opening. "And we have no choice." And they went into the king, and the fox cried out, and all of them began to cry, "Boishnu, began the chlamnu. Laharim paneinu elecha. We're embarrassed, we're humiliated to face you, to look at you." The fox said, "Adoneinu hamelech, our intention was to be mefayis you, to appease you with mishalim, with chochmas, words, ideas, concepts, thoughts. And all we are now is kechayme b'yad ha'yotzer. We're in your hands. It's up to you to kill us or to give us life. And we're begging you, Yagur l'racham echa midasecha, v'tisnahi gimod v'minisachesi minisarachamim. And the Hiddur Baal Shem said that the king was appeased, and he reached out to be makarv the entire chevra. Every single year, I begin Slichas, with this drasha before Slichas, with the words of David HaMelech, Oim Darius HaYuraglein B'Sharayach Yerushalayim. The time of Slichas, we're entering into the gate of Yerushalayim. And we're standing outside that gate. The tachlis is to get to Ne'ilah, which is Kodesh Kedoshim. And we're standing outside the gates of Yerushalayim. And we're asking Hashem, we're begging Hashem, Lecha Hashem Atzdaka, V'lonu b'yishas ha'ponim. And k'dalim u'chiroshim d'afakim b'lasecha. Rabbeinu Shem, we're knocking, we're banging on the door to get in. B'lasecha d'afakim rachum v'chan. No'al t'shiveinu reiko milfanach. Now many of the chevra trying to figure out a way to get to Eretz Yisrael these days. Just a week or two ago, so many of the Shiva Baruchim and the seminary girls were scrambling for Ishurim. Thousands of people who would love to be there for Sukkahs and normally are able to go, having a hard time getting the Ishur, the permit. To enter into the land. To come to Yerushalayim. What is the Ishur? To enter into Yerushalayim. Pnimiyah. Really. I'm not talking about what the government says, what the scientists or the doctors have to say. How does one get the Ishur? You know, today, now, in history, there are seven gates that are opened to Yerushalayim. There are seven ways to enter into Yerushalayim. And I was thinking, it says in the Sefer Yetzirah, in the fourth parak of the Sefer Yetzirah, which you know is traced back, at least parts of the Sefer Yetzirah to Avraham Avinu. And the fourth parak, the 12th Mishnah in Sefer Yetzirah. Shiva Sharim B'Nefesh. There are seven gates to the soul. Just as there are seven gates, openings to Yerushalayim, There are seven gates to the soul. Shtei inayim, the two eyes. Shtei oznayim, the ears. Shtei nikveh ha'af, the nostrils. V'hapeh, and the mouth. Those are the Shiva Sha'arim Lanefesh, the seven gates of the soul that lead to the soul. And all of you know that the Svarma Kedoshim, Svasemes, many Tzadikim have taught that when it says in the Torah that we just learned 2 weeks ago, that there need to be shoftim and shoytrim, judges, officers at the gates. Asher Hashem lekecha noisen lecha l'shvatecha. The tzaddikim have taught us that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created us with these gates, the seven gates that lead to the nefesh, the ruach, the neshama of a Jew. That lead to the Harabayas, the Azara, all the way into the Heichel, into the Kodesh Kedoshim of who we are. And Shoftim v'Shoytrim Titen Lucha means that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to guard those gates, to be careful what comes in and what leaves. The Sha'arei HaNefesh. We are shamefaced as we stand b'Shareich Yerushalayim, the seven gates of Yerushalayim, as we say in the Tefillah Zaka by Kol Nidrei from the Chayodim, Yichein Gozru Chachmoscha. I've placed before you life, all that is good. You should choose life. You told us to choose life. That means that you're pushing us and helping us to choose life. Vata lukai, and now Hashem, lo shemati lukai lach, I didn't listen to your voice. Velachti batzas yetzahara, instead I listened to the advice of the yetzahara. Vadach elibi, and I followed the longings, the taivas of the heart. Umaasti betoiv, I turned away from all the good. Ubacharti bara, and I have chosen ra. V'loy daish lekidash yaseveirai, and not only have I not sanctified the limbs and the organs of my body, altimesioisam, I have defiled them. He goes on, barase b'yenayim lirois b'hamash akosu b'tayra. You created eyes. You gave me eyes, so that I could use these eyes to see what you have written in your Torah. L'kadosh oisam b'riyas kol davar shebekedusha, and to sanctify the eyes that you have given me, this good that you have given me, the ability to see. Not everybody is blessed with eyes to see. And you have given me this blessing of eyes to see, so that I can learn your Torah, and to see dvarim shebekedusha. V'izharta, and you have warned me, not to wander and to go to the wrong places with my eyes. But instead, I have defiled my eyes.
You have created ears for me to hear, to listen to Divrei Torah, and so on. And oily can timesi oisam. Rossi be peh, and so on. So, Baruch Shalom, you know that we're ashamed to face you, the seven shorim, the gates that you gave us to lead to the Kodesh Kodashim of who we are. The gates of the soul that were meant to be opened wide in holiness to see Torah, to listen, to hear the tzaddikim, to daven, to speak to you. So, Oyim Doi Yisrael Gleini B'Sharayach Yerushalayim, we're standing now at the gate of Yerushalayim, the openings, the gates of Yerushalayim. And because of the choices, the wrong choices that we've made during the year, over our lives in this past year, we find that the gates are closed. We find that it's so hard for us to daven, to say words that are sincere. It's so hard for us to concentrate when we're learning to, it's so hard for us to keep our eyes focused, to hear what we're supposed to be hearing. How are we supposed to hear the call to Mamadaka, the gentle voice of the Neshama? Well, throughout the entire year, we have closed this gate that leads through the opening, through the ear, to our hearts, to our Neshamas. Again, how could we expect the eyes that have seen so many things that Jewish eyes shouldn't ever see? And how can we expect those eyes, lachzos b'noyim Hashem, that I was talking about this morning, to look upon the sweetness and the beauty of Hashem Yisbarach? To see the beauty of your Torah. And the ears that have heard so much Narishkeit, and so much Lashon Hara and Vechilas, and the Vilpeh, closing the ears, the gates, Lishmor el Arina vel Atfila, in our mouths, and the words that have been spoken. So, Baruch Hashem, you know that we feel that the gates to Yerushalayim that lead to you, that lead to the Kodesh Kodashim of who we are, that those gates are closed. And every single day, twice a day, we're saying in L'dovr Hashem Ari V'Yishi, Es Panecha Hashem Avakesh. Hashem, I want to be able to look at you in the face. But how can I do that when Lonu Boishes Hapan? Boishim Nechlamti Loharim Ponai Elecha. But I'm embarrassed and ashamed, like the animals in the Baal Shem Tov's forest. I want to be able to look at you as Panecha Hashem Avakeh. but the gates are closed. The eyes, the ears have been so damaged and have been shut and locked to all things of Kedusha because of what I've seen and what I've heard and what I've said and so on. So listen, Chevra. The Yeshua, of course, is what the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was talking about. The permit, the Yeshua. When the animals were walking along and the fox, who was very, very clever, he was so clever that he understood that he knew that we're in such trouble that at the end of the day, there are no chochmas in the world that would impress the king to forgive us for what's taken place, for what's happened. And even though he led all the animals along the way, thinking that they have some good things they'll be able to say, something interesting, something fascinating for the king, and that he'll be appeased with some nice Torah, or some good ideas, or some brilliant insights, or a new, app. The fox is so clever. The fox understood, and he knows that there's only one Yeshua, there's only one permit, there's only one way to get in. Here, protects you, it doesn't help. It doesn't even help if you claim citizenship and that you spent many, many years there and you've been, 12 sukkahs in the plaza of the Laram, whatever. I know the name's changed in the meantime. But a Yid has to have an Eitzah to get in. Did you ever in your life meet a Jew who wanted to get in someplace and didn't get in? My father, Zechon Levracha, he said that to me. That when somebody said, no, you can't, my father said, that was just the beginning of an Eitzah of how you can, of how to get in. Just don't get nervous about it. An Eitzah gives in. But the Eitzah here, however, is not Chachmas or Mishalom. There's only one Eitzah. Gevaldige Chesed from the Bari Olam, from the Creator of the world. Because He loves us. He loves us in a way that we can't possibly understand. That the Rosh Hashanah has a Midah that He was Megala to us. And it's called Apriseach Shaila Doifke B'Shuva. There's such a midah that the Baruch Shalom has, Apriseach Shar, the Doifke B'Shuva. That means that when Jews come, beginning now the night of Slichas Shareiach Yerushalayim, and we feel the gates are closed, and we can't get to Eretz Yisrael, that we don't have an Yeshua, and our eyes, our ears, our minds, and our hearts are numb. Don't feel. Are not open to Dvarim Shel Kedusha because of all that's happened this past year. That the Baruch Shalom says, isn't Eitzah the same Eitzah that the Baal Shem Tov said in the mouth of the fox, that led the rest of the animals in the forest to cry out, Kedalim Kirashim, the fact of Lasecha, we know nothing at all. We're absolutely empty. We know nothing. There are no chachmas. And the Debarishim has revealed to us that if we come in such a simple way and we're able to honestly and sincerely feel that need, feel that emptiness, feel that poverty. And to humbly knock on the door, on the gate of his palace of Yerushalayim. That the Baruch Shalom says, I'll open up those gates And you'll be able to feel, you'll be able to daven, you'll be able to hear. You'll be able to hear your neshama. You'll be able to hear me speaking to you through your neshama. You'll be able to know that I want you to come back to me and that I'm excited for you to come. And you hear the words, Boyushar beside Chatzeroisa Besihila. Enter into the gates, Boyushar beside. Neshem Shmuel wrote the following. Al Cholponim Yisromis Amtsim Hiraitsim Makal Yacholtam Lasais Shuv. Al Cholponim Jews try. And they want Makal Yacholtam Lasais Shuv. We all want to change. To do Shuv. Elisha'enim Yacholim. We just don't know how. Even though we've read all the Shari Tshuva and Igeres HaTshuva and Hilchos Tshuva and all the newest and latest Svarim and all of the old Svarim. But because of the damage that's taken place and that we've done, all these words that we see, they don't bring us to you. We don't feel anything. Elishenim Yechaylem Ubezeh Bnei Yisrael and Kmo Misha Oymed Michutz LePesach. Shem Yishmul says in this way, we're like a person who's standing outside of the gate, outside of the opening. We're all here, all over the world. Mitzvah already from the beginning of Elul. But we're here all over the world. Everywhere. All of those who are left that Hashem Yisbach has left after thousands of years of galus. But the opening is, but the gate is shut, is closed. Jamie Shmuel writes, you have to start banging on the Pesach on the door. The Bereshlam has this strange midah, this amazing midah, that no matter what has happened during the year, no matter what we've done, that if we come in that way, like the animals of the forest, without any chochmas, without any mishalim, without any ideas, we throw them all out of everything we drop along the way. And we come, Kedalim Ukirashim, the factum de la secha. Ukishazoichim Shahechel Zeniftach, Shem Yishmul ends and he says, that when Mazoicha and the door is open, then the heart becomes open. That's what this night is about. To wrench open that heart that has become over the year Lev Evan and over the years of our lives. Become hard and closed. And then we could do tshuva, and we could head towards Yerushalayim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tesemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur. So now we could understand in a different way. There are many, many reasons that are brought down in the Paiskim. Why is it that Bnei Ashkenaz, why is it that Ashkenazim begin to say Slichas Matzah Shabbos? But by Malavu Malka, I was thinking, Everybody knows that Moshe Shabbos, Eliyahu Navi comes into our lives together with David Malki Mashiach, the Suda of David HaMelech, and David HaMelech's Neshama and Moshe Shabbos is here. We feel David HaMelech. And David HaMelech is the Rebbe of all Dovkei B'tshuva. David HaMelech is the Rebbe of all those who felt that they were no longer allowed into the gates, who felt shut out of Yerushalayim, who felt that it was impossible to get an Yishur because of what's happened in life. So, Matzah Shabbos, we begin Slichas together with David HaMelech. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed that when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, when everything was done, it was ready. Bikesh lahachnis Aron lebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. That Shlomo HaMelech wanted to bring the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Dovku Sha'arim Zebezeh. And the gates shut, they closed. Dovku Sha'arim Zebezeh. Just like we feel when Shlomo HaMelech came with the Aron to bring the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash. Dovku Sha'arim Zebezeh. The gates closed and was stuck. Omar Shlomo Esrim Va'aber Renonis. Shlomo HaMelech said 24 Renonis, 24 Shirim, 24 songs. Shlomo HaMelech is the smartest person who ever lived. Mistami had not 24, he had 24,000, many, many more than the fox had in the forest. V'lo inena, the Gemara says, didn't work, the gates wouldn't open. Haven Shomer Hashem Elokim al toshev pnei Mashiachecha. Ruben Shlomo HaMelech said, Ruben Shlomo al toshev pnei Mashiachecha. Don't turn away the face of your anointed one, meaning my father. You know that this was his dream. You know that he was the one that laid the foundation. You know that this is all that he worked for in his life. Hashem lekim atoshe pnei mishichecha zochru lechazdei David avdecha. Remember the love of your servant, David, my father. Miyad ne'ne. Immediately the door is opened. Now you know that David HaMelech is our Rebbe. When it comes to Tshuva, the Gemara says in the first paragraph of the Zohar, David HaMelech is the Rebbe of all Daivkim B'Tshuva. And those who are Zoche to say Kriyishma Alamita with the Nusach of the Ari, and even many, many who don't, you're all familiar and you all live with the 51st Kapitel in Tehillim. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LaDavid Bevoy Lov Nosan HaNavi. That place is not till 56. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LaDavid Bevoy Lov Nosan HaNavi. Kasha Bol Basheva. We can't be masig what that means. What happened with David HaMelech and Basheva? Again, we don't understand what happened, but it says in Navi, and certainly in his Madrega, this is the much bigger affair than anybody here, any of us ever could ever have imagined for ourselves. Kashebo David al Basheva, and before he loved Nosan Navi, Nosan Navi came to him. So we have the same Kashe. We find elsewhere. Why does it say over here, Lam Natzeach Mizmor LaDavid? What's the song over here of David HaMelech? Mizmor LaDavid? To be a kina LaDavid. A lamentation of David. So I saw a very different thing. from the great tzaddik from Yerushalayim, Reb Asher Freund, Zichus Yeleinu, who I was zoche to see twice. The Boshe said that David HaMelech, instead of running away, instead of hiding, as Chazal tells us that he had a havamina, he had a thought of running away from Eretz Yisrael. He had such a thought of running away. Adam Rishon ran away, Cain ran away, Yonah ran away, and David HaMelech had a havamina. You and I do that all the time, and David HaMelech had a havamina of running away. Because, you know, there are so many ways to run away. And David HaMelech had such a havamina. But Rabbi Moshe said he didn't run away. Instead, this is what he did. Rabbi Moshe said that David HaMelech went into the big Beis Medrash in Yerushalayim. There was no Beis HaMikdash yet. But he went into the big Beis HaMedrash. And he gave a clap on the bima. David HaMelech gave a clap on the bima. And he said, Chevra Levi'im Kedoshim, Heilige Levi'im, Holy Levi'im. These Rav Moshe said these words. Chabanai and Nigin, I have a new Nigin for you. They knew that David HaMelech was a big Baal Menagin, right? And the Levi'im were the Menaginim, were the Mishayirim. And David HaMelech gave a clap and said, Levi'im, Levi'im, listen. I have a new Nigin. Now in those days, you couldn't send it on, you couldn't post the Nigin and send it out on whatever, on the phone. But David HaMelech went to the big Beis HaMedrash and he said, I have a new Nigin. And the Levi'im and everybody that was there in the Beis HaMedrash, not only Levi'im, but the Levi'im asked, What's for a niggin is? What do you have a niggin? What niggin is this? A new niggin. Can you imagine if a new niggin comes out from Yishai Rebo, right? We had some chevra that had this chus to be there, that Yishai Rebo came to America. We should be zarkin to hear him in Yerushalayim. A new niggin from Yishai Rebo. I'm not making fun. Very choshev. You heard his niggin, the Avoida, Yom Kippur? Where he took such a niggin from? So David HaMelech said, I have a niggin. You never heard such a niggin. And they asked him, what's the niggin? So then he started Kapitel Nun Aleph. Choneini Elokim kichazdecha. Beroi vrachamecha mecheb shoy. Rabbi Yishlaim, I'm so ashamed. I am so guilty. But I believe that you love me, and I'm begging you to erase this terrible thing that I've done, to erase this terrible thing that I did with Bathsheba. Keep shy, ani eda. And Rabbi Moshe said that David HaMelech said, "This is my niggun." He said this to the whole island, not under the blanket. You understand, by Kriyat Shema. He said it by the bima. I can't stop thinking about the aveira that I did. The eyes of David HaMelech were not masik yifeinayim. The beautiful eyes of David HaMelech, and he says, "But harabei necha asisi." But I did something which is so disgusting in your eyes. Leiv tohor b'roli elokim. Rabbi Yishlam, I'm begging you. The old way is not working for me. My heart, I don't know what to do. I'm begging you. Leiv tohor b'roli elokim. I'm asking you to create for me a new heart. Lay a pure heart, leiv tohor b'roli elokim, v'ruach nachayin chadesh b'kirbi. And Rabbi Yishlam, I'm begging you, al tashlicheini milfanecha. I'm begging you, I'm standing at your gate. I'm nothing, I'm nobody. I'm begging you, don't laugh at me. Don't throw me away. V'ruach kodshecha al tikach mimeni. And I know, I believe that deep inside of the Yerushalayim, inside of me, I know that there's Ruach HaKodesh. I know there's Ruach HaKodesh. Al tikach mimeni. Don't take away what's left in me. Zivchilukim Ruach Nishbara. Rabbi Shalom, you told us that the Yeshua, there's a permit, there's a pass. And the pass is Zivchilukim Ruach Nishbara. A broken heart, a broken spirit. Lev Nishba v'nitkelukim le'sivza. The Mishnah in Yuma and Afyutes tells us that they would try to keep the Kohen Gadol, as you know, they would try to keep the Kohen Gadol awake the entire night, that he shouldn't fall asleep, that there shouldn't be chilila tumah. They would try to keep him awake the whole night, the Kohen Gadol, that he'd be ready for the avodah. And if you look there in the Gemara and Rashi, sounds like they were singing to him. They would be mishara to him. To keep him awake, they would sing. And maybe this was the song that they sang. Adonai Hashem tishkacheini. Adonai Hashem tishkacheini netzach. Adonai tastir panechem imeni. How long are you going to hide your face from me? Because, Rabbi Shalom, if we're ashamed, if our gates have been shut closed, if our eyes, our ears, our mouths, our noses have not been used to bring you nachas, it's because you're so hidden from us. And you know that you're so hidden from us. And it's been so long since we've seen you. Ad onatastis panechem imeni. And that's how Abba Yehoshua explained when David HaMelech says the words, Va'ani tefila, Va'ani tefila, I am tefila. Abba Yehoshua says, Afilu shani ba mechupas k'maya sheni yid. Even though I'm disguised as a sheni yid, David HaMelech had nice, he had a nicer bekesha than this one. And David HaMelech says, even though I'm mechupas like a sheni yid, I'm dressed up, a crown, a whole nice lavush. Ani ba mechupas k'may sheni yid. Avla ani yodei esemes. I know the truth. Listen, over the year, you know, we sometimes get into disagreements, we get into arguments, and each one of us is like a fax with all kinds of chachmas and mishalim. The game's over. It's slichas. And we're standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom, there are no chachmas. Ani yodeis emes, shani orum, I know that I'm naked. Ve'ein li klum, chab gornish. Kedalim u'kirashim defakti idlosecha. That's what David HaMelech says, ve'ani tefila. I am a tefila. So I began with the story, let me end with the story. I told this to the chevra in yeshiva the other day. This maysa takes a second. The Rebbe, Simcha Bunuf Pshischa, was walking with some of the chassidim one day. And in the distance, there was a group of people, of men. And the Rebbe Rebunim said to the chassidim, as we pass that group, pay close attention to what they're wearing. So they moved forward, and that chevra was walking. And the chassidim looked to see what they were wearing, and afterwards, the Rebbe asked, "No, did you see what they were wearing?" And they said, "We saw that it was very, very strange. They were wearing very, very nice suits. They were wearing very, very nice clothing. But underneath each one of their suits, underneath each one, we could see tachrichim sticking out, shrouds." And the Rebbe Abunim said, "You should know that those Jews that you saw, they are not among the living, they are dead. But they live in a world that's called the Olam HaDimyon, the world of fantasy, the world of imagination, and they think that they're alive. They think that they're driving around some Polish countryside, but they're really Menachem, they're really dead. And they're living in this terrible, terrible place, this dimension that's called the Olam HaDimyon, the world of imagination. They imagine that they're alive. And they're still talking about their Narishkeit. They're still talking about CBS and CNN and CDC. So then the Chassidim began to cry. And the Chassidim said, Rabbi, that maybe we're also Mason. Maybe we're also dead. And we're just living in this dimion that we're alive. And the Rebbe Abunim said to them the following. Kol oid sheyesh l'adam hira tshuva, kol zman, as long as a Jew has a hira tshuva, as long as sometimes you have this feeling inside of you that you want to change, that you're embarrassed, that you're sick of your life, and you're sick of what you've done. Kol oid, you have a tchusha of pain, some feeling of pain when you think about the mistakes that you've made. Kol oid, the Jewish heart is still knocking even gently inside of you. And it hurts you that you've hurt Hashem Yisbarach. It means that you're alive. It means that you're alive. So chevra, it's the night of Shlichus. And we're at the gates of Yushalayim. And we're begging Hashem, lo yomus ki echye v'asap ma'aseka. And we're begging Hashem, lamovis lo nisanani, we're saying, Rabbein Shloilam, we believe, kol daidi daifek, we believe that just as we're knocking on your gate to get in, that you're knocking on our hearts to get into our hearts. Pischi li'achai sirayasi. And therefore, Rabbein Shloilam is saying, we know we're about to daven Rosh Hashanah and Kippur to say over and over the words by the Keller Din, Leboichin Levovois, Legoila Amukais, Leidea Machashovais, Letzoifin Nistarais, Beyoim Din. The Rabbi Shalom, you test our hearts, but you uncover all secrets, and Yedea Machashovais, and Soifin Nistarais. Mchom Aminim Shukel Amunah. And all of us believe that you still believe in us. And therefore, Baruch Shem, we're begging you, even though we're afraid that you're looking inside of our hearts, because you know that inside of our hearts there's all kinds of crazy stuff, we're begging you to look into that deepest part of who we are. Haboichein ubaydeik ginzei nistar. Because in that deepest part of who we are, that's where you are. And we still believe that. We still believe it with all of our hearts. So we didn't sing by Shalashudas Ani Yeshayne V'li Bi'er. But I have a cheshik if we could sing those who know the Rabbah Be'ez Nigen. We could sing the Nigen now for 2 minutes, and then we'll start Slichas. Believe me.